South African author Damon Galgut has twice before been shortlisted for the Booker Prize and is the bookie's favourite to win this year with his novel The Promise. In it, he explores the poisonous legacy of post-apartheid South Africa through a family saga that runs from 1986 to the present day. He joined me from his home in Cape Town to share the books of his life. Damon, was there a book that you read as a youngster that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
Well, quite a few books, actually, because when you first discover reading, everything seems magical. And probably the book that hung over my childhood most consistently was the very predictable choice of Lord of the Rings. But that's not the book I'm going to offer up today. In fact, the book that had the biggest effect on my writing life was not a book per se. It was a short story by Roald Dahl, and not one of the children's stories either. We had a very unusual teacher when I was about 12 years old who started reading to us in English class some of Roald Dahl's dark, twisted adult stories. I mean, not the saucy ones, the ones with a nasty twist in the tail. And one of those stories, Pig, had a huge effect on me. I'd recently become vegetarian, and the hero at the center of the story is a small boy about my age then, called Lexington, who has been raised as a vegetarian, and his parents die, and he lands up on a tour going to visit an abattoir in Chicago, and something absolutely unspeakably terrible happens to him there. And although it's probably not fit material for a child, I was absolutely bowled over by this story, because I think I realized that books didn't have to comfort and console you. They could actually shock you and disturb you. And I suddenly realized that this thing I wanted to be doing, writing, was quite a powerful tool, a weapon almost, if you like, to upset people's complacency. So although that teacher got into trouble for reading us those stories, as a writer, I've been forever grateful to him. I still am.
Once upon a time, in the city of New York, a beautiful baby boy was born into this world, and the joyful parents named him Lexington. No sooner had the mother returned home from the hospital, carrying Lexington in her arms, than she said to her husband, "Darling, now you must take me out to a most marvellous restaurant for dinner so that we can celebrate the arrival of our son and heir." Her husband embraced her tenderly and told her that any woman who could produce such a beautiful child as Lexington deserved to go absolutely anywhere she wanted. But was she strong enough yet, he inquired, to start running around the city late at night? "No," she said, "she wasn't. But what the hell?"
Stephen Thorne narrating Pig from the collected short stories of Roald Dahl, which is available from the RNIB Library.
And is there a book that on a rainy day you'd like to curl up with and reread?
Well, you know, that seems to suggest a comfort read, and I'm not big on comfort reading, but the book I would choose is probably Gilead by Marilyn Robinson. It's the sort of book that you need to sit very still for. She's deeply religious. She's a Christian. I personally have no religious sentiments to speak of, but it's a book that you can't lightly dismiss. So the experience of reading it requires you to listen to her in as serious a way as she's speaking to you. So that would be a good book, I think, to pay attention to if you're under a blanket when the rain's coming down outside and contemplating the great meaning of things.
My own dark time, as I call it, the time of my loneliness, was most of my life, as I have said, and I can't make any real account of myself without speaking of it. The time passed so strangely, as if every winter were the same winter and every spring the same spring. And there was baseball. I listened to thousands of baseball games, I suppose. Sometimes I could just make out half a play, and then static, and then a crowd roaring, a flat little sound, almost static itself, like that empty sound in a seashell. It felt good to me to imagine it, like working out some intricate riddle in my mind, planetary motion.
Kim Jerome narrating Gilead by Marilyn Robinson, which is available from the RNIB Library.
And finally, is there a book you've read recently that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yes, actually. It's a book by a friend of mine, but I'm not punting it because she's my friend. I'm punting it because she's a brilliant writer. And it's a novel that's only just appearing. It's called Burnt Coat. It's by Sarah Hall. Sarah's a really, really fine short story writer, but she's a great novelist as well. And Burnt Coat is sort of somewhere in between. It's more of a novella, I think, than anything. I'm expecting there's going to be a whole new genre, if you like, of COVID literature, literature about lockdown and isolation and about this experience we've all been going through and still are. And Burnt Coat might be at the very, very vanguard of that movement. It's a lockdown novel, but it's not the sort of lockdown novel you would expect. I'm not going to say too much more about it because I hope people will go out and, you know, satisfy their curiosity by reading it themselves. But I think it's a really fine piece of work.
There's no one to inherit, so I've made provision for Burnt Coat to pass over to the heritage. The machinery alone is worth thousands, and the bullfinches are in good condition. They could be used by roofers. Perhaps they will open the workroom again. Let people come in and watch. There are keys with the solicitor and I will post a set to Carolina along with the letter of instruction. I'm sure she's imagined the scenario.
Louise Brearley narrating Burnt Coat by Sarah Hall, which is available commercially.
Damon Galgut, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today and sharing your love of reading.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Like all the books on the shortlist, The Promise is available from the RNIB Library thanks to the generous support of the Booker Foundation.